Yo, I almost forgot which show I was doing. I'm like, hold on. All right, we can start. Yes. We back. Two in one day. Well, a couple hours apart. So while you still digesting the other one, I thought I'd come back and hit you with another one. And if you didn't know who did this beat,
Doggy Diamonds did this.
Without a fact. Without a fact. What is without a fact? That's a fact, without a doubt. I'm tripping, it's late. I supposed to have been taking a little nap. I got a lot of work to do. But I'm back, rocking with y'all. So I'm glad to be here with y'all. We gonna build. We are going to build tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, without any further ado, I shall come on the screen, chat it up with y'all for a little bit. While the night is still young, you know what I'm saying? So here we go. I'll be there in 1 second. Let me just break this down real quick. Hold on, here we go. All right, there we go. While people are following in the room, should be hitting that like button. Cash App is available at the top, Super Chat is available, you know what I'm saying? All right, shut up. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself, yo, shut up. Enough is enough. Oh, what's up, everybody? It is your boy, Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Twice. I was here earlier with Blizz. I'm back here for Dolo. I'm going to break down some stuff real quick, go through a few things with y'all before I turn in for the night. I got some website stuff to do. Make sure you log on to DoggyDiamondsTV.com, DoggyDiamondsTV.com. That will be a website that will be updated every single day so you can get to know what's going on with me, what's happening. Everything is going to be on there. News, gossip, sports, everything, you know, knowledge, everything is going to be on there. So, yeah, it is what it is. So shout out to everybody who, you know, who supports and comes through and you know, support me. I'm not supposed to, you're not supposed to chew gum while you do this and stuff, but I'm chewing gum. You're not supposed to be chewing gum and certain things you're not supposed to do, but I'm doing it tonight because it's my show and I do what I want. Matter of fact, nah, it's wild unprofessional. Let me spit that out. And again, I have I have straight up and down become addicted to using hand sanitizer while I'm in the crib. And I still wash my hands and everything, but I still use hand sanitizer. I don't know what that's all about. Did this do something to us psychologically where we think we got to use hand sanitizer for every little least thing now? It's like, yo, man, you touch the light switch. You got hand sanitizer. The only time you're really supposed to wash your hands like that is when you eat, when you use the bathroom, when you eat and stuff like that. But I just find myself, man, I could be like this, touch my hat. Like, where my sanitizer at? What did this do to us? What has this done to us, G? So, yeah. I wanted to build on this Jay-Z Dame Dash thing. So Jay-Z was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is really weird to me. I mean, he's in good company. Other, you know, hip-hop artists has been inducted. LL has been inducted. Public Enemy. You know, a few, not too many notable hip-hop artists, but a few hip-hop artists is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is just weird. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know if we should get a hip-hop Hall of Fame because who would really govern that? Who would determine who goes in the hip-hop Hall of Fame? So, you know, yeah, after you come in the house, definitely. So, you know, who governs who goes in the hip-hop Hall of Fame? Because it might just be some people going in there and you like, huh? How they get to be in the Hall of Fame? You know, so when they start inducting people like Tag Team, Whoop, There It Is, and stuff like that, you'd be like, okay, this is getting a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not really feeling the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it gives validation from them. So I ain't really big on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I understand why people are gung-ho over it and why people love it because you're in the company of them. So, you know, anytime we get in the company of them and get acknowledged by them, we get happy, you know. So, you know, whatever. But Jay-Z and LL going in at the same time to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is kind of weird to me. I think it should have been... I think LL did get inducted this year, right? If I'm not mistaken, whoa. LL didn't get inducted this year? Let me do some. Now, LL got inducted this year, too. If I'm not mistaken, LL got inducted. So if I'm wrong, please correct me in the comments. I do not feel like researching right now, but I think LL got inducted as well as Jay-Z this year. But, so yeah, Big and Tupac did not belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before LL Cool J. Not at all. LL Cool J was out when he was like 15 with I Need a Beat. So regardless, so I just want to just dwell on this, Jay-Z thing really quick. So during his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech, he thanked some people. I mean, Obama, like, inducted him. Like, what are we doing? Like, yo, off topic 1 second, and then I'll get right back into the topic. Well, what's up with Obama? He said he looked at Jay-Z quotes for... Jay-Z wasn't, all right, when Obama was president, Jay-Z wasn't this Jay-Z with the Jean-Michel Basquiat here, and he was still a little
niggery,
and, still talking about, hustling and all that. So I was wondering, like, what inspiration did Obama get from Jay-Z? Like, huh? Like, you didn't say, like, Mos Def. You didn't say, like, some Nas stuff. You didn't say a Common. You said Jay-Z. You didn't say KRS-One. You said Jay-Z Obama? You get... What? Oh, man. I guess that's why we didn't get shit when he was president. I guess because he was too busy listening to Jay-Z and Jeezy. But anyway, moving right along. That shit just blows my mind. Like, this dude, Obama, I ain't going to go in on Obama because I know some of y'all love him, but I just be tripping because I'm like, yo, man, you was the president, but where have you been? There's so much been going on. And, us as black people, for some reason or another, look to this man for so much direction that he never gave, right? And then we don't see him for some years. And then when he comes out, he starts talking about Jay-Z. Like, what the fuck? The man with the highest office in the world of the most powerful country in the world. Talk about Jay-Z. What do we do? You listen to Jay-Z for inspiration? Obama, you sell crack? Don't answer that. Anyway, I wish I could have saw my eyes. Anyway, so Jay-Z accepts his award, and he thanks Dame, but he says we don't see eye to eye. That really kind of threw me, because he was like, we don't see eye to eye. So I didn't really understand when you were saying y'all don't see eye to eye. Now, is it over this NFT thing? Because they do have a few things going on right now as we speak. The NFT thing. Dame doesn't feel like he's been paid for the streams. So are you saying you don't see eye to eye now? Or you don't see eye to eye overall, period? Is that a now thing, or is that period? Because Rockefeller broke up. And let me tell you something. I don't know about y'all, but when things in hip hop break up, I feel like it really messes up and it really it jerked us for a lot of good music. You know what I'm saying? It jerks us for a lot of good music. I don't know about y'all, my favorite group of all time, but EPMD broke up. Oh, man. That made me mad. But then again, if EPMD didn't break up, maybe we wouldn't have Eric Sermon, the producer and Just Like Music and all that stuff. So some did come out of it, but that hurt me when EPMD broke up. It hurt me when Tribe wasn't doing music together no more. So you saying you don't see eye to eye, Are you saying you don't see eye to eye at this moment, or you haven't seen eye to eye with him? Why? Because remember, it was a point where they took a picture together. You know what I'm saying? And people in the chat talking dumb and reckless, I'm not even listening.
I feel good tonight. I'm not even going to respond to any of you paint chippy people. Just continue to eat your paint and relax.
So they took a picture together. And this is what I'm saying. I feel like Jay-Z does stuff. And in the eyes of the people, we like commend him for every little least thing he do. So remember when him and Dame took the picture? Everybody was like, yeah, I remember Jim Jones on them, like, yo, that's what's up. You know, they took a picture together. Yeah, this is it. But then these lawsuits and all that stuff came about. So what did the picture mean? Now everybody is saluting him tonight because he thanked Dame. And I'm like, I don't understand. What I mean, he thanked Dame, but they still gotta go to court. Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get he had to thank him. He had to thank him because Dame is instrumental in that Rockefeller movement, in the instrumental in the movement of Jay-Z. Because remember, Dame Dash was on stage being hype man at one point, which I didn't like. I didn't like that Dame Dash dance. I didn't like none of that. But at the end of it all, I don't understand how you say you don't see eye to eye with somebody. But I don't get how, you know, at you don't see eye to eye. Why? You understand what I'm saying? You don't see eye to eye. Why? And this is why this bothers me. Jay-Z does interview every now and again, right? But he never, ever, 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 ever talks or answers the questions that people want to know what happened with you and Dame Dash. You notice he never answers that. Whatchamacallit? Dame went on Adam 22 No Jumper and was for the first time he said, everybody know Jay-Z ain't shit. So when he said that, we was like, yo, that was the first time Dame ever really, really said something about Jay-Z of that manner. So it was like, yo, and then he kind of like responded. But I remember seeing a Rap Radar interview with Jay-Z and Elliot Wilson and B-Dot was interviewing him. And I'm like, yes, we're going to get down to the bottom of a lot of stuff. And that interview, It was, you know, something. Shout out to B-Dot because B-Dot was really, really trying to get some stuff out of him. But Elliot Wilson was so busy laughing and kikiing. That shit pissed me off. I'm going to be real with you because if I interview Jay-Z, I've had artists say to me, don't ask me about this. I don't want to talk about this. Now, the problem with that is this. You can't tell me what you want to talk about, what you don't want to talk about, because anything I'm asking you, I need to know. And 9 times out of 10, the whole audience needs to know. So what's not fair is that Dame Dash has to talk about Jay-Z forever, but Jay-Z doesn't have to talk about Dame Dash. Yo, that's messed up. Imagine somebody questioning you about your ex. Every time you get in front of somebody, yo, what happened with your ex? But then your ex is just walking around, you know, like everything is all hunky-dory, but nobody never asked your ex about you. So it almost seems like you're stalking your ex. It seems like you are obsessed with your ex, but you're just answering questions. You know what I'm saying? But when they did that interview with Jay-Z, I'm like, yo, somebody needs to get this man, sit him down and say, yo, what happened with Rockefeller? Why did that label fold? And all that. Nah, we just wanted to see different. No. Stop playing. You understand what I'm saying? Nah, we just wanted to do. Yo, stop playing. What happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened? So he never answers anything, but this is the first time that he said, we don't see eye to eye. This is the first time he said something about Dame that was kind of, okay, he kind of admitted that. Dame rock. He's always said Dame is smart. He's going to figure. He always has some politically correct shit. But tonight, I mean, last night was the first time. Yo, we don't see the eye to eye, but shout out to him, because without him. And I'm like, Yo, that's crazy. So in the future, when is somebody going to ask him? When is somebody going to ask him what happened with Rockefeller? Straight up. What happened with Rockefeller? Because, yo, that's something as a fan, we just don't know, and we need to know. Why? Because of this, right? This is why we need to know. For one, we got jerked out of some good music. You know what I'm saying? I really like the Twista edition. I love the Twista edition. I like where Kanye was at musically at the time. The Young Guns was doing their thing. It was just going to be a lot of good music coming out, and then we just lost all of that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that that's fair. I mean, Tiara Marie, you know, they could keep that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jay-Z, I see some of y'all saying he dissed Dame, but he's a subliminal disser. This is the first time that he said something directly about Dame that we could take as he said Dame. I heard motherfucker said we made hove say make another hove. We know who we talking about. Too much Sam, too much flossing, too much. We know that whole verse is about Dame, but it wasn't direct. This is the first time he said that man's name. Now, my whole thing is, okay, somebody need to ask him, yo, what was it all about? Because look at all the people that suffered when that situation crumbled. You know what I'm saying? Now, it was an article. I can't even talk about this because the platform that we on. So let me find a way to do this. It was an article on The Source where the person who runs the music department of this platform did an article in The Source. And if I'm not mistaken, it was The Source or XXL, but one of those magazines, but I think it was The Source. So they asked him, the person who runs this music department, so just pick up what I'm putting down. They asked him about the situation with Dame going in on him. And he was just really, really candid about how he was trying to get Jay-Z to own Rockefeller by himself. And he wanted to give Jay-Z the company. This was before the Black Album. So they always was in his ear trying to get him to leave Dame. You know what I'm saying? They was always trying to get him to leave Dame. And sadly, you know, it's funny, people like, I'm not going through it now because we too strong for that. And we already had previous conversations. I kind of go through that with Blizz a little bit. Because again, when I first brought him on the channel, a lot of people didn't accept him. A lot of people didn't understand what we was doing. So, you know, people would be like, yo, do it without him. Yo, don't have him on the channel. So it's like, yo, hold on. Don't tell me what to do with my channel. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And the sad shit about how we are as people, we be thick as thieves. cool as a mofo. And this is a quotable coming, so I want y'all to be ready. This is a quotable, and I'm going to do it in the voice. Listen, we be thick as thieves, brothers, friends to the end. That's my brother. Until
money, pussy, and opportunity comes into play, and all that brotherhood shit goes right out the window.
You heard what I said? Dudes be cool tight. Until
money, pussy, and opportunity comes into play.
So, yo, they offering me this. I'm about to do my own thing. See, that's how, you know, with me and with me, I'm so, damn, man, what's the word that I'm looking for? I'm so, it's not sentimental, but I'm so down with people. I'm so down with people that, you know, even when they doing me wrong, sometimes I don't really see it. I don't really see that I'm being mistreated because I'm like, yo, whatever. But it's plenty of times where I could have bounced on people and did my own thing, and I just never did. I just won't do it because, you know, they got memes out there that say, would you slap your grandmother for $1 million? And people be like, your grandma just going to have to understand. And I'm like, damn, you'll slap your grandmother for $1 million? Like, there is no amount of money that can make me put my hands on my grandmother. Because if somebody can buy you to do that to somebody in your family, well, you a sellout then. Because that's what selling out is. That's what selling out is. When people can buy you, when you are for sale, and you do something heinous to somebody, your own family member. You know what I'm saying? And people be like, well, she gonna understand, I'm gonna buy her something. But you just disrespected her. You understand what I'm saying? So it should be a point where no dollar amount can make you do, nah, I don't care what you offer me. I'm not doing that. It was even a meme going around, and it was a piece of doodle on top of money. And I got asked, would you take that money? I'm like, yo, I ain't picking up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm nah, like, times ain't that hard. It ain't that bad for me when I start doing shit that I, against me, my morals, values, and principles, my MVP for money. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get money, you're going to spend money, whatever. But once you start doing certain things for money that you, it goes against your moral fabric, then you don't have no morals no more. You know what I'm saying? So this dude was saying he been trying to get Jay-Z to leave. You know what I'm saying? For real. He been and they made the Black album. And you remember this is during, I guess, Fade the Black was being filmed. And Dame was in Dirt Off the Shoulders video. And he said Jay-Z snaked him for the Fade to Black movie. Like, he went to the people and did the movie without him after he hooked them up. But, you know, I believe that if you're in a situation with somebody, now, we all have a right to go off and do our own thing and venture and do our own thing. You know, Doggy Diamonds TV was birthed, and this was something that I never seen myself doing. This is something that I didn't want to do, but I kind of had to, you know, or I would have just been out the game. The thing with that is this. I never wanted to get on camera. I never wanted to sit before y'all. I never wanted to do that. But if I didn't do that, then it would have been no more me. So some things are put where you have to do it for your survival. And some things is you do it because you're selfish, or you see the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and you ain't trying to take nobody with you. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't know how to leave people that I love. I don't know how to leave.
my dumbass.
But I don't. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, I don't. I guess I could say I'm a loyal fool. I'm so loyal to people. Here comes another quotable. I am so loyal to people that I'm disloyal to myself sometimes. And I know it, but I just can't turn my back on people. Even when they do it to me, I can't do it back. It takes a lot for me to move away from situations that I know, because I always think about the good times. I always think that those good times could be rekindled. I always think that that time could, yo, we could get that back. And some people mentally checked out. They like, yo, fuck you. But I don't say, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that to people. So what I don't, maybe he wouldn't have never been a billionaire if he's still, if he still was in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about Petey and Beans told what happened. Petey and Beans don't know what happened with no damn Rockefeller. You think what happened to with Dame Dash and Jay-Z, Petey Crack and Beanie Siegel know? They just came on the scene. These dudes go back anyway. And it's all over YouTube. Until it comes out of Jay-Z's mouth, we don't know what happened. We just getting stories. But somebody need to sit that man down. Yo, what happened? Because you got to talk about it. Forget all them subliminals. Forget all of that bullshit. What happened? Straight up. Because they can only tell from what happened from their perspective, but they were workers. We talking about this is bosses that had to straight up and down split the company and do things with bank accounts. They're not privy to that information. So shut up. But anyway, I'm not going to do that. But my whole thing is this. Jay-Z did something very interesting. And this ain't no Jay-Z campaign to go against him and all that. Because despite what some people think that I dislike him, even though I don't got a million videos going at him. But I do have people who had issues with him that I gave them a platform to speak. Why did you do that? Well, where else was they going to go? If you dislike Jay-Z in this industry, what platform can you go and talk about it? You ain't getting on Rap Radar. You ain't getting on The Breakfast Club. You ain't getting on some of these platforms. So the fact that I gave people a platform, they think that I got something personal with him. I don't got nothing personal with him because I don't know him like that. People I don't know, I do not make it personal. But I'm just doing my job. You know, when you give people a platform, when it wasn't cool to give certain people a platform, I was doing that. But anyway, so what I don't understand is that you thank him, right? You thank him. And then you state that y'all don't see eye to eye. So nobody say, why y'all don't see eye to eye? That's a question that should be getting answered right now. Yo, what happened? So even, I don't know if they do press after the fact. Yo, why y'all don't see eye to eye? Is it the NFT thing? Is it or is it something previous? Because y'all straight up and down, you left them. You understand what I'm saying? So again, Jay-Z's getting at a point of his career where he can't do any wrong. Anything he do, it gets celebrated. You know, sidebar. Listen, that record they got out right now with Jadakiss, Conway, and Jay-Z.
That shit is trash.
Yo, it looked good on paper, but that record with Conway, Jadakiss, and Jay-Z.
That shit is trash.
Trash. And anybody who say any different, you just a dick rider. Horrible. I don't even know the name of it. I seen it. Cause on paper, I'm like, oh, Conway, we know he gonna do his numbers. Jadakiss, you know we gonna do. Jay-Z? Oh, wow, this is a classic in the making. I'm listening. What I told y'all. When I listen to music, if you fuck up my bop, if I can't get a good bop in, I'm not listening to it. That beat ain't hard. That beat is horrible too.
Listen. That shit is trash. From the beat, this is trash.
It's weak. On paper, it looked great. Jadakiss, Jay-Z, and Conway? Whoa. No. Nope. That shit a cure insomnia. You can't sleep, put that shit on. You gonna fall asleep. Or go outside and scream mad loud. Something. But the shit is corny. But anyway, I didn't come here to keep y'all all night. But I'm telling you, I just really, really want to know. And this is something that we have to push because I'm in the media space, right? And let's start holding these outlets accountable. So when you see Jay-Z do one of his rare interviews, we have to start holding the interviewers accountable for not asking certain questions that we want to know, that we've been wanting to know. Shit, for how long now? Like 20 years. No, it ain't been 20 years. I'm tripping. But it been a minute. Yo, maybe it has been 20 years. 20 years would be 2001. When Rockefeller broke up? I don't even know. Can't even think, but yeah. So that's really it. But you see, somebody said they said they both had big egos and they wanted to go in different directions. Yeah, but listen to me. And this is very, very instrumental, important. The reason why this is instrumental and important, and reason why we need to know these things, because we all start out with goals and aspirations in the beginning, right? That's the bro. That's the sis, that's my wife, that's my girl, that's my husband, that's my whatever, you know, when you in an intimate relationship or when you are in a business relationship. We start out with this goal. We start out with this tunnel vision. It's all about me, all about you. Somewhere, somehow, we deviated from the plan. Now, the learning and the lesson in it all is why, when, where, why, and how did we deviate from the plan? Almost like you in a relationship with your significant other, ladies, if it's your man, if it's one of your, you know, your lady. We talk about marriage. We talk about all this stuff. Then somewhere, something happens. Sometimes we don't know what happened. Sometimes you never get closure. Sometimes you never know what happened. You never know where did it all go wrong. When did you start feeling different? When did you want to go in another direction? Did somebody come in your Did somebody get in your ear? Was it something you was feeling? Was it something I did? We need to know these things. Why? Because future business and future relationships, you need to know what the hell you did. Or just sometimes, yo, we just don't rock no more because, you know, some people will tell you, yo, we not compatible. So when the fuck was we ever compatible? When was we ever compatible? Did we just stop being compatible? Or, again, because you got people who've been married for a set amount of time and then just they'll be getting a divorce. Well, what the hell y'all getting a divorce for? Oh, irreconcilable differences. So hold on. Y'all been married for all this time and then y'all just going to get a divorce to do what? Now, I'm not saying stay with somebody or stick with somebody that doesn't make you happy, that you don't want to be around or whatever the case may be. But the whole thing is, yo, was Jay-Z getting a little jealous because Dame was getting popular? You know what I'm saying? I started thinking about that, too, because he did say something on black Republicans. And he says lost ones, too. He started saying, how, you know, somebody was getting big headed and somebody was getting big. But at the end of the day, you gave this man a damn microphone and had him go on stage with you. You understand what I'm saying? You gave this man a microphone. Dame Dash, in a million years, should have never had no microphone on no stage. That's just my opinion. He always looked out of place. His two-step was weak. And it just didn't look right. You know, it just didn't... It just wasn't cohesive. But then why did Dame say he was on the stage? He said because Jay-Z was scared to perform by himself. So he went there to hold him down. So let me get this straight. The man who holds you down on stage because you're afraid you got stage fright, or the man who helps you with your company, the man who fights for you, because remember, Dame was the asshole while Jay-Z be in the corner cool, but Dame is going in the offices wilding, making sure that the company get what they need for Jay-Z. See, that's really messed up, you know what I'm saying? So you make me the scapegoat for everything wrong, but when I'm balking and when I'm doing stuff, you know, it works. So I'm holding you down on stage. You know, I'm on your first album cover. You know what I'm saying? I'm on your first album cover. So I didn't get it, you know? So I just think, and not to mention, though, I ain't gonna front, sometimes when you get a little older, you grow apart. You know, I've been in partnerships before where, like, you kind of getting on my fucking nerves. You know what I'm saying? Because, sometimes you can be in a partnership, business partnership. When somebody has equal amount of say that you have, when that page turns and you starting to say shit that's like, what'd you just say? Yo, why would you say that? Then it becomes problematic. So I remember being in situations where, you know, like, yo, what the hell are you doing? But I ain't gonna get into all that. I'm not gonna get into all that. I promise. I ain't gonna get into all that. But yeah. So, I mean, just where I'm at today, was where I belong. I didn't want to sit in this seat by myself and be by myself. I didn't want Doggy Diamonds TV. It's something that shouldn't have never existed. You know, if I had it my way, it would have never existed, but it had to exist or I wouldn't exist. So it became a survival thing. Dame tried to start the Dame Dash music group after that because I don't know, Beanie left with him. He didn't go with Jay-Z originally. Beanie left with Dame. Remember, Beanie had to go through that time. And Petey Crack, if you look at my Petey Crack interview, which is on his channel or on the audio or whatever, he tells a story about how Dame tried to sign him to the Dame Dash music group and he didn't want to do it. And they took his Rockefeller chain from him. You know what I'm saying? Well, it wasn't his chain, but it was Beanie chain. And he was like, well, get a chain back. You know what I'm saying? Because think about this, right? This is what's deep to me. You got mad people in this industry walking around with Rockefeller chains that had nothing to do with the building of Rockefeller. Just really think about that. I ain't want to tell that story, but you got mad people walking around with Rockefeller chains that wasn't there from the beginning, that had nothing to do with the building of the company. You know what I'm saying? The building of the company. I done seen baseball players with a Rockefeller chain. I done seen rappers that they know with Rockefeller chains. And you know, and the way they kind of took the company from Dame is like, he got it tatted on him. That's crazy. Tattoos is forever. But what I think Dame did wrong, I think he, and I can't tell him what to do wrong. I can't really say what he did wrong, because to a certain extent, he got more bread than me. He still has more success and more esteem than me because he did, you know, he's a part of history. But I felt like he never really finagled. I think he should have stayed in the music business. I think he was a hell of an executive. I think he was a hell of an executive, but how do you stay in this business when your op has so much control and so many people bow to? Yo, I think one day, right, if we was to really sit down and people would get mad, but it's the truth, and we really went through everybody who bowed down to Jay-Z, and it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy when you think about it, because a lot of his ops, or what we thought was his ops, bowed down to him. Now, let me give you something deep, right? So, what's the difference between an enemy that becomes now your friend, an enemy that becomes your friend, or your friend that becomes your enemy? What's the difference? Your enemy that now is your friend, or your friend that is now your enemy? What's the difference? Let me see if y'all say something in the chat room. I say it for y'all one more time. Your enemy that now becomes your friend, or your friend that now becomes your enemy? What's the difference? Nobody's saying nothing, so I'm going to give it to y'all. The difference is, there is no difference. Your enemy is still always going to be your enemy. But you get to control it. Because if your enemy becomes your friend, you still can't trust them. You still can't trust them because they was once your enemy. Now, if your friend becomes your enemy, you can't trust them either. They're still your enemy. Regardless, once your enemy is your enemy, they never not become your enemy. There is no difference. So if you look at the games that he play, because this is games that he played, and I think it's kind of dope because he's kind of a puppet master and he kind of moves the pieces on the chessboard a certain way. You know, I remember Fat Joe used to have mad Jay-Z diss records, mad subliminals at Jay-Z, but look at him now. He signed to Rockefeller, Rock Nation, and he's like one of the biggest to people in the industry right now, as far as like a gatekeeper. Somebody said, why would you befriend your enemy? Because you get the control. It's all about control. Now look at it from this man's point of view. Look at it from this man's point of view. The Raekwon and Ghostface would beg to differ. That's because you don't know the real story, and that's not the real story because Raekwon and Ghostface didn't have beef. That's for the TV. But again, I'm not going to get into that. Just go look at... No. I just know inside stuff. But anyway. You made me lose my thought for a second. But just look at how you get to control stuff. So, Fat Joe was his enemy. Jim Jones was his enemy. The Lox was his enemy. They all signed to him. But Freeway, Petey Crack, Beans, he don't rock with none of them. And he's the people who rap battled against some of those guys for him. Nas is his friend. Now, this is a guy who nobody wanted to sign him. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wanted to sign him. So he put his stuff out himself. So it's all like some mind game that look at all the people that just want to be at the Rock Nation brunch. You know what I'm saying? Like they just want to be there. And he just has this knack for getting people to bow down to him. But I know why. So Rock Nation, if I'm not mistaken, is owned by Live Nation. Now, if you're an artist, Live Nation Listen to what I'm telling y'all. And if anybody else repeat this, you know they a biter. Because I don't listen to none of these other people. So Live Nation owns a lot of the venues. So if you want to perform, you have to go through Live Nation. Live Nation owns a lot of the venues. Right? So if you sign a Rock Nation, you definitely going to get shows via Live Nation. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people sign to Rock Nation, because you're going to get shows. It's that simple. So that's, it's a monopoly. It's a monopoly going on in hip hop. Let me tell y'all something. Do you really believe and you really think that a lot of these guys that are rappers or former rappers or whatever are doing media because they want to? No, they're strategically placed. It was too much rogue media. It was too much media that was coming from, you know, my cloth that they couldn't control. You know, shit, I'm putting out stuff that's getting 700,000 views and 500,000 views and all that. So what they did was they strategically placed certain people in certain positions and pumped them up to try to push us down so they could control the narrative and the stories. I'm telling you. So that's why you see, so like, yo, such and such got a pod. Who gave them a podcast? Who said that they know how to speak? Who said that we want to fucking hear from them for an hour or two? We barely listen to some of these dudes' records. Who said that they're intelligent or got a perspective on anything? It's all by design. It's the monopoly. Place them here because you're such and such. So because you're such and such, you come in the media space of a podcast or whatever, because there's a difference between YouTube and podcast. Now, you might see some guys do numbers on the YouTube. They podcast listening numbers are horrible. I'm telling y'all. It's a lot of games being played that the general public don't know. You understand what I'm saying? The general public don't know. And many times, y'all listen to people who don't know information and they make everything spooky. So when you start dealing with spooky and the CO conspiracy, then you can just sweep it all under the rug. And not saying it's not true, but some people don't be knowing what they're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? Some people don't be knowing what they're talking about. And instead of people researching it, it just keeps getting spread around. So they strategically place people in places. So now, if you come on a certain platform and you want to talk about somebody, you get squashed down. You get squashed down because now you got a voice over here that finds a way to change the whole story or just change what we're going to talk about. That's going to get pumped up. And Twitter, they're going to make sure it goes through Instagram a certain way. It's going to come through your Facebook. All of that. All the SEO is going to be right for that. And that's what they did. So that's why you see so many artists with media shows, YouTube shows, and podcasts, because it was too many of us. It was too many independent people that they couldn't control. Right? So if you notice, you don't hear all of these anti-Diddy stories anymore, these Jay-Z stories. You don't hear none of that shit no more. Not saying they don't. I mean, you heard a lot of them, but they not foul no more. They didn't do nothing foul. There's nobody else that want to say, yo, they did this. It's all by design. So you mean to tell me this individual comes out of nowhere and gets on Revolt? This individual comes out of nowhere with no proven track record of being good at media, and they on Tidal? They podcast is on Tidal, and improving individuals that have been doing it, that do their numbers without ever having a machine, without ever having a machine, still do more numbers than them. So why they don't come to some of us and say, yo, come over here? Because we can't be controlled. So if you can't be controlled, you ain't no good. That's really why, because where's the Expeditious Lee show at? Where's it at now? You notice many of them come in the game, they do a couple of shows, they milk it, they culture vulture the shit, and then where's that? They don't do it no more because they did it because they could, not because they wanted to. They did it because they could, not because they wanted to, and they were strategically put in places to try to squash certain stories and squash certain people. And then when this person goes down, they hype this next person up. And I'd be like, God damn, dude, this person can't talk. How do y'all listen to them for an hour? You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me get to that really quick. Because, and I'm not going to go off on you. I'm just going to inform you and I'm going to correct you.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So you just said, Doggy, you never speak on black-on-black crime.
So I never spoke on black-on-black crime, according to you, right? So if I could prove to you right now that I spoke on that 5 years ago, would you cash at me $100 right now? Matter of fact, you told me what I never spoke on. So either you cash at me $100 right now, or I'm blocking you forever. You got like 30 seconds. Let me find the video first, though. Because I love when y'all tell me what I don't talk about, and I keep telling y'all to stop telling me what to talk about. But you told me I never talked about that before, right? Okay. Be patient. While I'm looking, $ Doggy Diamonds. While I'm looking. Let me mute the mic. Okay, I'm back. So, homeboy, where my money at? I'm telling you, you got like, you time is ticking. Time is ticking. Hello, because see, y'all think, no. It's so many people on here repeating what I said that y'all think I'm new. But alas, where's my money? Where's my phone? I don't see my Cash App. I want a buck. Where is my money? Okay, before you pay me. No. Before you pay me, let me prove. No. I'm just trying to say, no. Where my money? Hold on. Let me do this real quick. Hold on. Screen share. What does this say right here? What is the title of this video? Black on black crime is a myth and does not exist. Here's why. Can we go to the date? Oh, let's go to the date. No ads play. August 11th. Look at that date, y'all. April. Wow. April 11th. 2016. April 11th, 2016. How many views does that have, ladies and gentlemen? Is that a high view video? Absolutely not. So before you ever come on my platform and tell me what I don't talk about and what I should be talking about, I already talked about it years ago. So, I'm looking at my Cash App. Matter of fact, I'll be nice to you. Send me $50 and you won't get blocked. Because I don't like false accusations. I don't see no Cash App. Well, but this is what it is, right? The next time you speak, you're going to get blocked. I'm going to find your name and block you. Because don't ever in your life accuse me of anything. Of doing something or not doing something. Because one thing I ain't is a damn liar. And I'm always going to pull something up. Pow! Just like that. Because it ain't nothing new under the sun that I haven't spoken about and I haven't talked about. Period. And again, what does this video say? Black on black crime is a myth and does not exist. Y'all can watch that video on your own. I don't even think I'm actually even on camera at this time. Let me see, was I on camera? I don't think I was even on camera. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on 1 second. No, I wasn't even on camera. This is when I still was doing DTF radio. Anyway, but I just did that, you know. No. If his name comes up, don't unhide him. Get them out of there. They got to go. I don't like accusations. I always got proof of everything. Anything that anybody ever say about me. First of all, I'm not a liar. I have no reason to lie. You know what I'm saying? But really quick, I'm going to build on black on black crime. Y'all can watch the video for yourself. Matter of fact, I'll put it in here. And then, look at it for yourself later on. But really quick, black on black crime does not exist. Why doesn't it exist? Because, well, you ever heard white on white crime? You ever heard Asian on Asian crime? You ever heard that? No, they just came up with something for us. Look, and I'm not even listening to the video. I could tell you what I said in the video because this is how I think. That's something they came up with for us. So when they do shit to us, they can say, but look what y'all do to each other. So we are the only people who crime. We got our own special crime. We got our own crime. There's no such thing as black on black crime. It's just crime. But yeah, y'all can watch that on your own later on if you want to, but it is what it is. But they be letting, you know, anyway. Can I get them likes up before I go? At least the 500 likes, I'll be satisfied with that. It's getting a little late. It's almost midnight Eastern Standard Time. I got to go. I got to do some work on the, somebody said, are you suing him? No, I'm not suing him. I'm just telling him, like, yo, listen, reason why I say certain things about, and y'all tell me don't go off on the chat and don't say certain things. This is what y'all got to understand. When you sit in this space and you talk, right? You always going to have people coming at you. I mean, you see some of these losers making other videos about me and all that. And I know you look sometimes and be like, what the hell are you even talking about? So then when they don't, shout out for the donations, Lorraine Sims. So when they can't get over on me, they start attacking y'all. So you might see videos where it say, the Doggy Diamonds TV subscribers, you know, so now you can't go at me. So now they want to go at y'all, you know, but there's a saying, an uncontested lie starts to look like the truth. So it's only but so much things that you can say, I ain't answering that. I ain't answering that. I don't care about that. I ain't answering that. It starts to look like the truth when you don't dispel the rumors and the lies. You have to sometimes be like, yo, hold up. I'm going to do this and I'm going to get this out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I did a show on this before too. I did a show talking about this, how when they start saying stuff about you, nobody's going to research whether it's true or not. It's just popular. You know what I mean? So everybody going to be like, well, I guess that's what it is. So when they started saying, because I used to see people say, yo, ain't he like 50 years old? Yo, he mad old. He like 50. And I'm like, yo, how am I like 50? I'm confused. And then Blizz come on here and he got me by some, you know, a couple, he got me by some years. We and him is not from the same era. So that ends that right there. But people still come and say, yo, ain't he like, people will still say that. Why? Because that was propaganda that was started by my ops. So I was like, yo, do I got to show my birth certificate or ID one day? I don't have to, but you work through it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why sometimes I kick people in their ass, because they be needing it. And any content creator, I'm going to give y'all a jewel and I'm going. Any content creator, when you create content, right, many people will come on your platform, or they will come on your videos, right? And they will love everything you're doing. Everything you're doing, they'll show love, they'll show love, they'll show love, they'll show love, they'll show love. Then one idiot will come out of nowhere and be like, man, that shit was whack. So what happens sometimes is that one ounce of negativity, 1 ounce of hate opens up the floodgates for all these haters to come. So sometimes I put people out their misery. Hold on. Because what I do, I don't really go through the comments often, you know, but when I do, when I go through the comments, I always look at your previous comments, because when you leave a comment, it shows your previous comments and how many comments you left on my channel. If every comment I read from you was something negative, then you just don't need to be here because you don't like me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. You lack the discipline, the mental capacity to not deal with things you don't like. You are a glutton for punishment. It's almost like eating something that you're allergic to. Every time you drink milk, you throw up, but you won't stop drinking the milk. So you are obsessed with throwing up. So you don't like me. I piss you off. So you want to leave comments and I make your blood pressure rise and really bother you. So I'm going to put you out your misery and block you, so you don't have to worry about me no more. That's how I be helping people. I'm helpful. So I'll look at all your, okay, that comment out of, you know, maybe the 16 other comments, three of them wasn't favorable, but it wasn't disrespectful. It was just a difference of opinion. You got to respect that. But when somebody be like, yo, you a clown, and oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. Time to take you in the backyard and shoot you. I'm got to put you down. You like a three-legged horse. You like a three-legged horse. You do not have a foot in this race. So I got to take you in the backyard and put you down. So I don't play all that troll shit. Some people like that. Some people don't mind. I'm not one of the people who do that, because I don't do that to people. If I don't like you, I don't watch you. And I could disagree with you without disrespecting you. See, we think disagreeing has to be disrespectful. We think disagreeing has to be talking down to somebody or talking crazy. That's not what disagreeing is. Disagreeing is proving your point, having your point, and keeping it moving. And we both learn and build from one another. Disagreeing is not, oh, you a clown, you a bozo, because I'm like, yo, where did this verbiage, goofy, where did this verbiage come from? Because who talks to each other like that in person, though? We could disagree with each other in person, but nobody ever says, oh, you a bozo, you a clown. I never heard that in my face, ever in my life. And I don't even talk to people like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even talk to people like that. I'm not calling nobody a clown and a bozo and all that. Yo, we just disagree. We don't agree. And we have to find a way to get it, because this has been times where people disagree with me. And I'm like, yo, although I don't agree with you, I see your point and I understand why you feel the way you feel. So let me give you clarity. So we could disagree to agree. We could agree to disagree. That's fine. But once you start, oh, you goofy and all this other shit, then I'm like, all right, just get out of here, because now you want to argue with me. And it be men. I don't want attention. Listen,
I don't want attention from a man in no shape, form, or fashion. Even if we cool, you don't have to acknowledge me. It's cool. You are a male. Okay? Men do nothing for me. You know, we salute, you know, whatever. We could do all that, but I'm not going to be arguing with you, making videos about you, a man, so we could just... I don't do that. I don't even argue in relationships that I've been in. So why would I argue with a man? It just doesn't... I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, I got to say something about this nigga. Nah.
No, fuck you. Yo, a lot of times I just be answering. I always be like, yo, man, fuck you. And that just be my answer. Fuck you. Because I'm not arguing with you. What do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? What do you want me to do? Okay, you don't like me. Fine. Okay, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to change who I am. Fuck you. And fuck me too if you don't like me. Fine. But you think you're going to say it on 80 videos? You think you're going to come in my chat room and keep typing, fuck you? And for the people who always hit me and tell me, yo, stop giving people so much attention, I want y'all too
to shut the fuck up too. Because this is the end of the bill. I'm about to get up out of here.
But again, you do not know about this seat until you sit in. You do not know about this seat until you sit. So it's not about me giving people attention. It's not even me caring. But you do not know about this seat till you sit in it. And trust me, a lot of people cannot sit in this seat and take what some of us take day in and day out. That's the truth. So yeah, on that note, let me go. I got some stuff to do with my website. DoggyDiamondsTV.com is the website. I got to do some rearranging. I be doing all my tech stuff and administrative back-end stuff on my website too. If y'all know how to use WordPress and you want to post content on my website, hit me up too. It's not a paying job though. I'm just keep it real with you. Trying to reestablish my website back in the website world, so I could get ads and stuff like that. So it's not a paying job. So don't hit me up talking about how much I'm getting paid. It's not a paying job. If you know WordPress and you see content out there that you want to post, we could work something out where you could post on my site. But other than that, don't try to hit me with no rate card. Don't 6 months down the line talking about I did this for him and I don't be making no diss videos. Don't do none of that. And the reason why I say stuff too on camera, because it leaves a digital footprint. This is admissible in any situation where you try to play yourself. So I said it. It's not a paying job. If you know how to use WordPress and you want to post content on my website, by all means, hit me up. But all of that, I did this, I built that. Don't do that. Why somebody said they hugging me? I don't hug. I don't hug. I only hug women that. What did Mike Tyson say? He's like, are you talking out of turn again? I normally don't do interviews with women unless I fornicate with them. So unless you want to, you shouldn't talk anymore. Nah, but I don't hug Mike Tyson. Every now and again, I watch Mike Tyson just to laugh. Because Mike Tyson, the old interviews are just hilarious to me. But yeah, yo, man, I got to go. I will build with y'all later on. I'm going to lose my voice and shit. What the hell? So yeah, thank y'all for joining me tonight, twice today. My damn Apple Watch. I got another watch somewhere, but yeah, I'm out, man. I'll build with y'all later on. Yes. I don't hug. You know why? I told y'all why, though. Because hugging just feels good. You ever get one of them hugs where it's like, yo, I'm not letting you go? You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't hug. Because hugging feels good. And I tend to like women who are top heavy. That's like my type. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got Eminem planes, I ain't gonna diss you. I ain't gonna not talk to you if you got Eminem planes, but I prefer Eminem peanuts. You know what I'm saying? So when I hug you and it feel good and it's warm and it's inviting, you know, can't just be doing that and be like, I ain't talking to you no more. Hold on before I go. I'll be right back. Hold on. We're not done yet. I got one more thing I want to say. Listen. To the guys who watch my social media and report it to women, you are lame. Oh, this is the wrong show. What am I doing? Oh, wrong show. See? Oh, there we go. All right, we back. To the guys who look, I don't even be knowing some of these men is following me. And they like to watch me, watch my tweets, and then tell chicks what I said. I ain't talking about them. Let me explain something to you.
I don't want your woman. Okay, whenever I have any small talk, minute talk with a female, and they say they got a man, I am good. I ain't trying to break up no happy homes. I ain't trying to sneak creep with you. I'm good. I retired from that. I hung that hat up a while ago. I'm good. So, homie, you ain't gotta watch me. You good. And on that note, y'all enjoy the rest of your night.
Bitch ass nigga. I'ma tell a story one day about some of these dudes, the weird shit they used to do to me in pursuit of the women that I was dealing with. These dudes is weird. You can follow me on all social media at Doggy Diamonds. I expect you to follow me too. If you listen to me here, I expect you to follow me at DoggieDiamonds.
Doggy Diamonds did this.
You know what I'm saying? Follow me. If you want to holler at me, hit me on a DM. Don't slide me no mixtape. I ain't listening to your mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, yeah, the emoji. Got some instructions for y'all. Why do I keep coming back on here? What am I, off tonight? I said the emoji, and then you look, and I'm sitting here scratching my chin and all that. What the hell is wrong with me?